Never again. That is the promise we continue to make more than 75 years after the Holocaust. In France, around a quarter of millennials have never even heard the term Holocaust, or Shoah, as it's referred to there. That's according to the Claims Conference, an organization that fights for justice for victims of the Holocaust. In France, anti-Semitism is also on the rise, and some educators are pointing fingers at the country's national education system. Rebecca Rossman has our story from Paris.
Yannis Roder has been teaching history at Collège Pierre de Gaiter, a middle school on the outskirts of Paris, for more than 20 years. Today he's invited me to ask his students what I think are some basic questions about the Holocaust.
Okay, so who has heard of the term, who knows what the Holocaust is?
Radio silence. Roder tells me to rephrase the question.
Have you heard of a Jewish genocide? Do you know what that means?
Est-ce que vous avez déjà entendu parler du génocide des Juifs?
This time, they vaguely seem to understand. So I continue and ask if they know how many Jews were killed.
A million.
A chorus of guesses. 1 million, 3 million, or what about 9 million, one student says in a joking tone. But no one gets it right. The correct answer, by the way, is 6 million.
They don't know anything about the Shoah, about the Holocaust, because they don't speak about that in their families.
Roder says this isn't their history. Most of his students are first-generation French. Their families come from North and Sub-Saharan Africa, countries like Morocco, Algeria, and Senegal. But Roder is a leading figure on Holocaust education in France, and even just published a book on the subject. In March, his class will start a rigorous 15-hour curriculum on the history of Nazism.
If I do what the program of the national education says, they will finish this year by not knowing anything.
According to the curriculum, French students are supposed to study the Holocaust once in grade school, middle school, and again in high school. That's a lot compared to European neighbors such as Italy, where the Holocaust is only taught in the last year of high school, or Belgium, where there is no required Holocaust curriculum in certain parts of the country. Jacques Frege is the director of the Mémorial de la Shoah in Paris, which opened in 2005 and works with the National Education Ministry to teach French students about the Holocaust.
We have about 100,000 kids coming to the Mémorial every year.
He says critiques about the curriculum requirements not being strong enough in France are overstated.
We don't have a problem with teaching the Holocaust in France because, it's mandatory. Denying the Holocaust is forbidden by the law in France.
The Memorial trains around 7,000 teachers every year in how to teach the Holocaust to their students. But the teachers I spoke with said most spent about 2 hours on the topic. And teachers, especially in the working class suburbs, often just skip the curriculum entirely. At a nearby private Jewish school, children gather on the playground. Educators here are tackling a different challenge. To make up for the gaps in public school curriculum, Sarah-Laure Attias, the director at Alliance Pavillon sous Bois, says the Jewish students here need to be extra prepared.
Nous, il s'agit de former nos élèves pour que quand ils aillent rencontrer des camarades.
Attias says, for us, it's a matter of training our students so when they go out and meet people who aren't Jewish, they can tell them with confidence that the Holocaust not only existed, but that it was a universal problem, not a Jewish problem. And as the last generation of Holocaust survivors dies out, she says the responsibility of students to carry on their message is more important than ever. I asked the students here how they feel about that responsibility. And if they worry about how much their non-Jewish peers know about the Holocaust. 16-year-old Eitan Mamouns nods his head.
Tout le monde ne connaît pas énormément de choses sur la Shoah et...
He says a lot of people I know aren't interested, or maybe they just don't know a lot about the Holocaust. It's worrisome, especially given that the Holocaust wasn't that long ago. Eitan's teacher, Anastasio Calababas, specializes in Holocaust studies. His students will spend about 30 hours on the Holocaust this year. Karababas worries about France today, especially when he looks at social media. People saying the Holocaust is exaggerated or even made up.
In France, we can read, for example, no, 6 million, it's not possible.
You know, Jews use those numbers to make war against the Palestinians or to impose their opinion around the world.
Back at the public school, as I'm packing up my stuff, the history teacher Yannis Roder stops me and points out one of his students who I noticed had a concerned look on his face during my questions.
Il s'inquiète parce qu'il dit c'est pas normal qu'on sache pas.
Roder tells me the boy came up to him after class, frightened by what he learned that day and also by his own ignorance. Roder reassured the student that he will learn this all come spring. But in other French classrooms, the question lingers. What are teachers and the French education system doing to make sure that never again does in fact mean never again? For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.